And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. The time is a little after 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You listen to CITR Radio, and the show is called Mantra. Robin had some nice stuff playing before. Ravi Shankar and his daughter, Anushka, and well, we can figure Ravi was chanting different mantras for different ragas for the sitar, and his daughter was listening, and then after hearing the mantra, she would play exactly what he said. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. This is traditionally, we were talking a little bit about this, it's traditionally how one learns instruments in terms of ancient Indian techniques or Vedic techniques for musical instruments and their playing. It's all mantra based. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to play the first track, which is going to be Lokanath Swami, and the track is going to be Ayodhya Vasiram. And then after that, we'll be back to talk a little bit about 2012 and what to expect from the following year. Here's Lokanath Swami. Hope you're having a good day.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram 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 Dasharatha Nandana Ayodhyavasi Ram Ram Dasharatha Nandana Ram Ayodhyavasi Ram 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 Dasharatha Nandana Dana Ram Ayodhya Vasi Ram Dana Ram Ayodhya Vasi Ram Dasharatha Nandana Ram
Ayodhya Vasi Ram Ram Dasharatha Nandana Ram
Patita Pavana Janaki Divana Sita Mohana Ram
Patita Pavana Janaki Divana Sita Mohana Ram
Patita Pavana Janaki Divana Sita Mohana Ram
Pavana Janaki Divana Sita
Sita Pavana Janaki Jeevana Sita Mohana Rama
Sita Pavana Janaki Jeevana Sita Mohana Rama
Ayodhya Vasi Ram 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 Dasharatha Nandana
गौर प्रेम नंदे हरि हरि श्री श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी की जय श्री गौर निधाय की जय पंढरीनाथ महाराज की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इताई गौर प्रेमनंदे हरि हरि ओ
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
So the first track that we played today was Lokanath Swami and the recording of Ayodhya Vasivam. What was being chanted in that particular kirtan was Ayodhya Vasi Ram 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 Dasharatha Nandani Ram. And there's one more line, Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram. And the English translation roughly says Ram, the resident of Ayodhya and the beloved son of King Dasarath, is the savior of the fallen and the lord of Janaki, which is another name for Sita. In the next set, we're going to hear a variety of different things. One thing will be recording featuring a piece of a series of 10 mantras collectively known as Naam Sankirtan. These were composed by Narottama Das Thakur, who ironically enough his spiritual teacher, preceptor, his name was also Lokanath Goswami, although it's a different Lokanath Goswami from the first track that we played. Is about 500 years difference in timeline there. And Narottama Das Thakur, he wrote many, many songs outlining some of the important details of the process of bhakti or bhakti yoga. This particular Naam Sankirtan song, it says 10 verses or slokas. There's some reference to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan in these mantras. Several times you're going to hear in this recording, Achaya Gosaya, which means of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. basically the poet is outlining the idea of disciplic succession, which means that one receives information, transcendental information from a mentor or a spiritual preceptor, or the Sanskrit word is guru. Literally the word guru translates as heavy, which because the one who is enlightened is considered to be heavy with knowledge, or at least they have the heaviest knowledge, which is sorry, got distracted there. The heaviest knowledge. So the other part of the sloka is Yaha Huite Vigna Nasha Apishta Puran. So what this is saying is that through this disciplic succession, one's desires will ultimately be fulfilled by this exchange of knowledge. So basically, that's just part of what the song is singing about. He's actually outlining the experience of Sankirtan, or the process of chanting. Also, you're going to hear a recording of the Shikshastakam, which is 8 verses, and then also the first track is going to be Shebi Sabha with Narajanma Bandage. After that, you're going to hear Nam Sankirtan. Then Shulman doing his one track, which includes the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya mantra, and then that will go into Shikshastakam, and that will pretty much take us up to the end of the show. So it's going to be kind of a long mix. If you'd like to get hold of me here at the station, 604-822-2487. I hope you're having a fine day. As I said, first track is going to be Shebi Sabha.
Narajanma Bandage. Krishna 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 Narajanma Bandage Nalige Iruvage Krishna Yanabarage Narajanma Bandage Nalige Iruvage Krishna Yanabarage Narajanma Bandage Nalige Iruvage Krishna Yanabarade Krishna Yantara Sakala Kashtamu Paridaga Krishna Yantara Sakala Kashtamu Paridaga Krishna Yantara Sakala Kashtamu Paridaga Krishna Yanabarade Krishna yantare sakala kashtamu paridaga Krishna yanabarade Krishna yanabarade Krishna Krishna yanabarade Krishna
Thank you. Yoga can be translated in various ways. In Sanskrit, yoga means union. It also means harmony. That the body, the mind, live in harmony with our true self, our Atma. The Gita calls it the Atma, or the living force. That is who we really are. Unless we understand who we really are, we cannot really understand our true self-interest. What really will make me happy? Unless we know who we really are, we can't understand our relationship on a deep level with other living beings or with nature. Yoga teaches us how to harmonize our body, mind, and soul in such a way that we understand our relationship with all other living beings. The soul is, by nature, eternal, not subject to either birth or death. And the soul is sat, chit, it's full of knowledge and ananda. Its own inherent quality is to be in ecstasy.
Chetadar paramagame Bhagamahana vanimindrakam Shreya kairava chandri kavitaranam Vidhavadu jivanam Ananda budivardhanam pradivadam Namita Sadhana Sarvatma Smaparam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana Sarvatma Smaparam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana
What is real pleasure? If you were the proprietor of everything that existed in this whole planet Earth, but you were the only person alive, would you be happy? We want loving relationships. If a little bird came by and landed on your finger, that bird would be more important to you than everything you own. Because you can relate, because the bird's alive. When we talk about universal brotherhood or sisterhood, there has to be a foundational basis for that to be real. On the physical, mental, and emotional levels, we have so many differences. But on the spiritual level, there is a oneness. There is a true relationship. Because we see each other as spiritual parts of our beloved.
श्वेत दार परमार्जन भव महादावग्नि निर्वापन श्रेया कैरव चंद्र कवितनु जीवन आनंद बुद्धि वर्धन प्रतिपद पुनमृत स्वादन सर्वात्मा स्नपन परं विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन सर्वात्मा स्नपन परं विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन नम नम करी बहुता निज सर्वशक्ति तातर पिता निजमित स्मरणे न काल एतादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवमीदृशाय जानी ननुराग एतादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवमीदृशाय जानी ननुराग त्रिनदपि सुनिचेना तारोरपि सहिष्णुना त्रिनदपि सुनिचेना तारोरपि सहिष्णुना अमनिना मनादेना आमनिना मनदेना कीर्तनीय सदारी आमनिना मनदेना कीर्तनीय सदारी न धनं न जनं न सुंदरी कवितांब जगदीश कमये न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरी कविताम्ब जगदीशकमये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि शरे मम जन्मनि जन्मनि शरे भवता भक्ति ओहै दुखितजी आजी नंद तनुज किंकर पति मं विश्व मे भवं बुदो आजी नंद तनुज किंकर पति मं विश्व मे भवं बुदो कृपया तव पल पंकज कृपया तव पल पंकज स्थिता दुली सदृश विचिंतया कृपया तव पल पंकज स्थिता दुली सदृश विचिंतया नयनं गलर श्रुधराय वदनं गद गदारुदय गिरा नयनांगलाद श्रुधराय वदनांगदगादरुधाय गिरा पुलकैर्निचितं लभुगदा पुलकैर्निचितं लभुगदा तव नाम गृहमे भविष्यति फुलकैर्निचितं बबुकदा तव नाम गहने भविष्यति जुगजितं निमेषेन Chakshusha pravisajitam Yugajitam nimesena Chakshusha pravisajitam Sunjajitam jagatsarvam Sunjajitam jagatsarvam Govindam Virahe name Sunjayitam jagat sarvam Govinda Virahe name Aslishava padaratam pinastma Adarshanam marumotam karutuvam Asli shava padaratam pinastumam Adarshanam maramatam korotuvam Jatha tatha vamiradhatulam pato Jatha tatha vidadhatulam pato Mat pranunatastu saevana padaha Jatha tatha vamiradhatulam pato Mat prananatastu saeva napara Chetodar paramajana Chetodar paramajana
Amsti ti vedo chanti hey ke chatna no chana hey ke chatna no chana hey ke chatna no chana om bo namara namara ora kona ora chate ora sya ora madaya ora me baba shishate om bo namara
time is around 10 minutes to 5 o'clock. We're approaching, fastly approaching the end of the show. And the last track was a rendition of the first mantra of Ishopanishad and some additional ones. So it reads Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Punat Purnam Udachate Punasya Purnam Udaya Purnam Purnam Evavashishate. So the translation of this roughly is the complete whole is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Previously to that, from Shikshastakam, there's 8 verses. The second verse, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasava Shaktis. This is all in, so far, pretty much everything we play has been in the Sanskrit language tonight. I think we had one Bengali. No, it's all been Sanskrit. But most mantras that are coming from in the line of the Vedic tradition are in the Sanskrit language, which is arguably the oldest language on the in human knowledge that is still intact. Itadashitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi. Part of the Shikshastakam is talking about how, it's actually talking about mantra. It's talking about how that these transcendental sounds are so potent that there's no consideration of time or place or circumstance in order for them to act or to take effect. That the sound is actually a purifying force traveling through the ether. I said I was going to quickly mention in regards to 2012, maybe we can get into it more on next week's show. In terms of the calendar of the Maya, which has become very popular in, is popular in general, which is one calendar ends, another one begins on the winter solstice of this year, according to their calculation. Well, part of this is the advent, in terms of my understanding, is the advent of the element ether. So the Maya understand there are 5 elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether, much the same as in the Vedic conception. And this particular event, one of the things that the solstice brings is the incoming of this ether element. It's interesting that it's explained that the element which carries sound, that's ether. So I would stand to reason that part of this transformation which is prophesized in terms of personal transformation, which can surmount to a global transformation. This is the idea. It's not that these particular astrological events cause necessarily things to happen which are just going to happen. Many of these things are to do with personal transformation or opportunities for that, which means that according to the Maya and many other traditions, this is currently, we're in an age where a lot of transformation can happen on a personal level and on a global level, collectively. So many different things can happen, many wonderful things can happen, or not. So actually, it still falls in the responsibility of the individual to take up the flame, so to speak. We can maybe get into that a little bit next week. I wanted to do a whole segment on that. We're almost out of time today. We have 5 minutes left, which is perfect for the length of the last track, which is a mix featuring Naam Sankirtan by Narottam Das Thakur. I promised I was going to play that. We'll be back next week, next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You've been listening to Mantra. My name is Raghunath. See you next week. Namaste.